a simple man. They call me a redneck, I reckon that I am, but there's things going on that make me mad to the core. I gotta work like a dog to make ends meet. There's crooked politicians and crime in the streets, and I'm madder than hell, and I ain't gonna take it no more. They tell our kids to just say no, then some panty waste judge lets a drug dealer go, slaps him on his wrist, and he turns him back out on the town. Well, if I had my way with people selling dope, I'd take a big tall tree and a short piece of rope. I'd hang them up high and let them swing till the sun goes down. Well, you know what's wrong with the world today? People done gone, put their Bibles away. They're living by the law of the jungle, not the law of the land. Well, the good book said, so I know it's the truth. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. You better watch where you go. Remember where you've been. That's the way I see it. I'm a simple man. I'm the kind of man wouldn't harm a mouse, but if I catch somebody breaking in my house, I got a 12-gauge shotgun waiting on the other side. So don't go pushing me against my will. I don't want to have to fight you, but I darn sure will. So if you don't want trouble, then you better just pass me on by. As far as I'm concerned, there ain't no excuse for the raping and the killing and the child abuse. And I got a way to put an end to all that mess. You just take them rascals out in the swamp, put them on their knees and tie them to a stump. Let the rattlers and the bugs and the alligators do the rest. Well, you know what's wrong with the world today? People done gone, put their Bibles away. They're living by the law of the jungle, not the law of the land. Yeah, the good book says, so I know it's true. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. You better watch where you go. Remember where you've been. That's the way I see it. I'm a simple man. Watch where you go. Remember where you've been. That's the way I see it. I'm a simple man.
Table Thursday night, and I tell you what, the snow is gone, it warmed up, got my air conditioner back on again, so just tell you how bipolar New Mexico weather is, but hey, we're surviving out here in the desert. But anyhow, got a bunch we're going to talk about and everything. Russell, how you doing, brother? Virgil's missing in action so far.
Yeah, I'm doing all right, brother. I'm hanging in there, bud. Been pretty busy, man. My inbox is blowing up with intel. All I can say is wow, people.
Yeah, right. Well, what did you think about the Hunter Biden documents disappearing all of a sudden?
That's a bullshit story.
Right. So I think they know. I think it didn't happen. Well, it was all over the place and everything. I was, you know, we were wondering about that and stuff. But, you know, we're, what, 4 days into the election and everything. And, wow, I have to agree with you. This is close.
Yeah.
This is tight, right? It's very tight right now. But they're saying, I was watching the news and they're saying all Trump needs to do is win Florida and it's over and done with. And it looks like he's going to get Florida because he's got the Latino votes over there. And Arizona surpassed the Republicans or surpassed the Democrats over there, which is good news. And New Mexico, the same thing. So we're going to see some blue states flip red and this and that. But Washington, D.C. right now is boarding their businesses up because they feel that they're going to lose this and Trump's going to win. So and that's the word that's going out, too. I don't know if you heard the same thing. So I'll be keeping up on that.
Yeah, I have. But this whole thing about, you know, all these, well, you know, mail-in ballots will be counted a week after Election Day or 2 weeks and all this shit. This is just right for fraud. And, you know, like we talked about this, it doesn't matter who wins this. I think President Trump will be elected. They will try fraud. But regardless of what happens here, shit's going to hit the fan.
So I know I've been going down, buying more supplies. I'm going to buy some more tomorrow to get stock. Cause man, you know, when this city folks start to panic, oh shit, you ain't going to be able to get nowhere.
Well, you know. That's the whole thing. The intel I've been getting and stuff like that. These Antifa and BLM fucks and stuff like that. They're going to be, they're kind of like the third or fourth entry point for the invasion. And so they're going to get everything going, be distracted. You're going to have China, which we know China's got troops on our northern and southern borders. They have personnel in Cuba right now, so they're gonna be they're gonna hit our southern border, our northern border, and up through Miami.
So yep, and you know, and this is what you and I've been hearing for weeks on this. They're pretty well prepared, getting prepared, and everything. So you know. But Trump could stop that real quick if, you know, if he uses military forces and stuff. But, you know, we know what's happening. We know, brother. We've been saying there for 5.5 years. We know.
Oh, yeah. Trump knows what's going on. But you got to remember, if we put every motherfucking airman, soldier, marine, Navy, ground forces, what little they have. We put everybody there. There's not enough people to protect or control the city. We're going to have to do. There ain't going to be. You know, well, Trump can use the military. The military ain't going to be able to do shit. So whoever's talking that kind of stuff doesn't have a fucking clue as to what's going on.
Right. And, you know, well, it's like you and I have been talking for years on this and Virgil, you know, and everything. But my thoughts on that is, you know, y'all better grab your asses and be ready. That's all I'm going to say. We've been preparing for years, giving you all tips on how to prepare, what to do, what you need. We're not stupid. We know.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, yeah.
For God's sake, don't hog all the toilet paper this time.
I'll tell you what, man. It's not really going to... You know, all these people doing all this panic buying and all this kind of shit, man. First thing that's going to happen is they're going to... it's quite possibly going to be an EMP. And that'll kill all communications and that kind of stuff. So all that shit you got stored away in those freezers you went out and bought and packed full of thousands and thousands of dollars worth of meat. Enjoy watching that shit rot.
Yep. Well, if you remember, we had Ron Foster on the show, and he taught us what to use to protect, you know, from EMP attacks and everything, but how many people were actually listening and paying attention?
Well, I mean, you know, you do little stuff, but if the EMP hits those cell phones and shit you got protected, you know, they'll turn on and they'll work, but there ain't going to be nothing to connect to.
Right. The same thing with your cars. Your cars ain't going to start. You know?
Yeah. Well, and that car will run as long as whatever fuel you have on hand. That's because none of the pumps or anything will be working.
Like Ron was saying,
all the gasoline production equipment will be shut down.
Mm-hmm. all your TVs and radio stations will be shut down. You're going to have no communications whatsoever. None.
Well, and you know, people go, look at and what's the first thing you do when you invade a country? What's the first most tactical thing you do, whether you're attacking your country, an outpost, going in hot somewhere, whatever? You do everything humanly possible to shut communications down.
Yep. And you shut down.
Because when you shut communications down, you have effectively taken the leadership out.
Mm-hmm. And then when you do that, then you take out all the fuel storages out, everything. You take them out next.
Well, all your fuel. I mean, you still be able to go there if you got a hand pump to get some gas here and there and stuff, but all the refineries will be shut down. So, you know, you take out the communications in the refineries at the same time with the EMP hit.
Yeah, I look at the nuclear plants too, brother, when the EMP hits those. Those are going to shut down. Then what happens?
Yeah. As long as, the coolant, they won't be able to cool those reactors and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And be aware, man, there's a lot of shit going on. I can't share a whole lot of it, but I'm just going to throw a few things out there that are known, confirmed, and verified. That you have... the Chinese have already crossed the northern border into Utah and Oregon, and they're in the mountains. There was a bunch of UN vehicles seen videotapes streaming in that direction. We've got live video of trains headed west in the northern part of the country, and they are carrying tank after tank after tank. And let me tell you, anything military is marked, unit, whatever, it's marked some way, is what it is, who it belongs to and all that. All these tanks going through there, there was not one single mark on any of them.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So
they're preparing. Yeah. They're getting ready.
Like I said, BLM Antifa's going to be the lead. They're going to start the chaos. Everybody's going to be busy. It's going to be this big election snafu and all that. And what better time to attack a country than when it's in chaos?
Exactly. And we said this several months ago. What was the real distraction? Well, that was it. That was to keep us from noticing and seeing, you know, the Chinese and the UN moving in, getting ready.
Think about it, Joker. The Democrats have already been calling for the UN to come in and monitor the election, and the UN needs to investigate war crimes and all this and that shit. So, you know, Democrats have already been crying UN.
Oh, yeah. Well, they know. According to what I was watching today, they know they're going to lose this election. I mean, even in Florida, they're saying...
The UN is going to be a danger to American citizens. Mm-hmm. People aren't prepared. They're known rapists, pedophiles. They're going to have a great time here in the cities and people who don't know how to defend themselves.
Mm-hmm.
We've been telling y'all that. Now, as far as we're concerned, yeah, keep on rolling up this way, boys, baby. Because you know what? You're bringing us guns, MRAPs, belt fitters.
Some heavy equipment.
We're going to take them from you.
yep. So, hey, Virgil, what's up, brother?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good. We're just talking about what's going to, you know, the possible effects that's going to happen after Tuesday. And Chef, we're hearing. What have you been hearing on your end?
Anything and everything except of nuclear holocaust. You know, the riots are starting back up, the race pimping and the riots.
So, yeah, I think they're starting already at the PA or Philadelphia. They're starting with the riots there already, so it's the beginning.
Washington, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had a... we had the crime of the century take place in Washington, D.C. A guy was riding a moped without a helmet, and the cops went in hot pursuit. And he ran a red light and got T-boned by somebody. Now the crowd is blaming the cops and all of this.
When did that happen?
Oh, yeah.
When did that happen?
Today.
Wow.
That happened today.
Wow. Wow. So.
Yeah, you know, we got people sitting in a room with a big desk, you know, and they're sitting down and they're saying, okay, Hunter Biden done fucked it up for everybody. What do we got? Okay, pandemic? No, that program's already running right now. Let's see, what can we do? What do we got? Well, okay. R&D ain't come up with nothing yet. You know, R&D ain't come up with nothing yet. So let's do the race pimping and the rioting along with reruns of Gilligan's Island, MASH, and Hawaii 5-0 until R&D comes up with something new.
Right.
You know,
so,
basically
right.
That's what we got going on, people.
I know there was rioting in Wisconsin last night because our friend Sierra was after the show. She was telling me they were rioting pretty bad up there as well, and everything. So, but you know, when me and Russell were just talking about that before you got on the show about how this is going to play out, on you know, Trump's guaranteed, Democrats are preparing for the loss of Florida, so they're already boarding Washington D.C. up for the riots. Well, I was told that today. So, actually, Carmelita told me that earlier, and everything. But you know, we're warning you, everybody, to be prepared, be ready. You know, while you can, go get you some food, get stocked up. Like I said, I'm going down tomorrow, get some more stuff. So, once it hits the cities, oh shit, you ain't gonna be able to go to Walmart. You ain't gonna be able to do nothing. You know.
I told you about this. Either way it goes, it's going to be pandemonium. Either way.
Mm-hmm.
But that whistleblower, I tell you what, that guy there, Lord have mercy, why did Adam Schiff have to open his mouth?
Mm-hmm.
Lord, Adam Schiff sank the whole fucking Democratic world with opening up his mouth.
So did Schumer.
Boy, that. I bet you he's getting some fucked up looks walking down the hall. I guarantee you.
Right. Well, me and Russell were talking today, and Russell verified it wasn't true, but this was all over the news media that seen Hannity of Fox News requested the documents because he wanted to, you know, put more of the documents out there. And while they were on their way over there, the documents disappeared.
Yeah, I watched that. They were on their way from New York to California.
Mm-hmm.
And some kind of way, somebody got in, somebody didn't do their job or got in that box with FedEx, and they ended up with an empty box.
Yeah, so, but, you know, hopefully there's copies, you know.
But these emails, I mean, this whistleblower, boy, I tell you what, he is one brave soul.
Yep, he is.
One brave soul to come out with this.
Well, he's under the protection of the Navy SEALs right now, so that should tell you something, you know.
And where did that come from, Joseph?
That's been just about almost all over the media, but they're saying the SEALs are protecting him. And he's under heavy guard. So
Is he still in the United States?
Mm-hmm. He's still in the States.
Well, then the Navy SEALs are not providing security.
Okay. But he's still in the States, and the TV repairman, he's hiding somewhere, or the laptop repair guy, he's hiding somewhere. So there, so.
Well, I'll be back at the house tomorrow afternoon. I'm in Texas right now. I ran out of hours. I'm going to this paper mill down in Evadale and offload this little piece of a load, and then I'm headed to the house, and I'm gonna be home till at least Thursday. So we're gonna see what's gonna happen.
Right. So, and hello, Sarah. Sarah just told me she just popped on and she's listening to us. But, yeah, I mean, you know, just, I don't know, brothers. I mean, it's going to be psycho. You know, I mean, it's the whole thing's going to be psycho.
We've been telling everybody this. We've been telling everybody that this election is gonna make the Los Angeles riots look like a goddamn church social.
Right. Well, we've been saying this since last election. You know, and we did it right on the money, all except for the martial law. That's the only thing I got wrong. So martial law was called.
I tell you this. I'll bet you Nancy Pelosi has got fucking Grey Goose bottles, empty Grey Goose bottles, stacked up on the floor like cordwood right now.
With her gourmet ice cream?
Oh, my God. I guarantee you, she's drinking with a glass in each hand right now.
Right. So, but, oh, yeah, I was watching one of the ads up here today, and they showed her with her gourmet ice cream, eating ice cream out of the refrigerator.
That's an old photo. That's old.
Yeah. Oh, this was a video. So they were showing it. They were showing all the political ads that we were in there. I was dying laughing.
Yeah.
But yeah, here's the thing I don't get. Hillary Clinton is in the electoral voting thing now. She said that she can vote, but the electorals don't work that way.
She is lying. She does not within the. She's not within the. I guess the loop of the Electoral College.
Right.
She is not within the loop of the Electoral College.
Right.
I mean, that bitch. You don't believe anything that bitch says. Nothing that bitch says.
Well, I didn't anyway. Because because I was like, the first thing I thought was, well, don't you know you don't vote in the Electoral College? It does not work that way. even Patricia, my roommate, said the same thing. Is she a fucking idiot or what?
Well, Alexandria Cortez asked a question, you know, if Trump wins, is the Electoral College going to go to the playoffs?
Yeah, I saw that. So, well, apparently she got death threats, and she's asking for police protection. So, you know. But, I don't know. They're all a bunch of nuts, you know.
Oh, Chuck Schumer. Schumer is just, he don't know what to do with himself. He don't know what to do with himself.
Well, those photos of him kissing that little black girl.
Well,
4-year-old black girl and everything.
I'll give him a couple suggestions.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Russell.
I just said, I'm just applying to what Virgil said about Schumer. Didn't know didn't have any idea what he wanted to do. I told him that, tell Super he can call me. I've got a couple suggestions for him.
Right, right.
You know, I guarantee, let me tell you something, and let me tell everybody something. You see that, that gross domestic product report that it's up over 30%?
Yep.
It's true.
Oh, yeah,
100%
I saw that.
True.
But Obama's taking credit for it.
Well, no. You know, he can take credit for it all he wants. You know, but, you know, see, hearing something, you know, putting something on paper and then seeing it.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. They are running these trucks. They are running the hell out of these trucks. The industry is running the hell out of the truck drivers right now.
Well,
I'm telling you right
happy.
Now. So, you know. I'm ecstatic. I'm like
mm-hmm.
Mike Tyson. I'm ecstatic. I'm gonna tell everybody flat out. You know, I ain't bragging. Well, yeah, I am. Okay, I'm not. You know, I'm gonna brag. I got my payments today. We
mm-hmm.
they reorganized the company. Hennef Transportation is made up of three trucking companies. Miller Transport,
mm-hmm.
Superior Carriers, and Hennef Transportation Systems, the three companies.
Oh, wow.
And they finally, got them. Let me finish, Joseph.
Go ahead.
And they finally got things clicking right, so now we're getting our settlements early. You know, our paychecks are called settlements. And I got mine today. And for 1 week of work, boy, look, some snowflakes are going to be mad about this. 1 week, my settlement was $5,278. Take home.
I know what you're going to do with that. You're going to buy you a brand new gun, aren't you?
Oh, I got bills to pay. I'm all caught up on the bills now, and
mm-hmm.
I didn't have much left. You know, I still got about $3,000 left in the bank. So I'm gonna take care of some stuff on this truck. I'm gonna take care of some stuff I gotta take care of on this truck. And been 4 weeks out. Take Mama out to a nice dinner. And do the husband-wife thing when we come home and this, that, and the
mm-hmm.
other. And watch the election Tuesday night and see what happens.
See what happens. Well, have you guys seen the new health insurance plan?
No.
I got mine today, and I am happy as hell. I mean, you remember I've been telling you guys I haven't been able to get my heart medicine and stuff because of this damn Obama care and everything. Well, now I got the new coverage plans out. They just came out, and I was looking at it. Check this out. I'm going to tell you what all comes with this new plan. This is under Trump now. I get to over the counter. I get to buy medications, which I never was able to do that before, but I could pay it with a credit card that they're going to send. And also, I get $3,000 in dental. I can get crowns, I can get fillings, I can get, which I never got before. And I get my heart medicine. Okay. Chiropractic,
yeah.
Acupuncture, vision. And, you know, this is a good plan and I like it. Plus, I get money back at the end of the month.
Well, my heart medication is whiskey. My vision is Nogs, and I run private insurance at Cigna. It's real good shit,
mm-hmm.
man. Get to
mm-hmm.
see the company and stuff.
So,
but what I want to talk about for a minute is I think people are missing a lot of things here. A little bit like we were talking about earlier, there, Joseph. This Hunter Biden thing isn't nothing. Nothing's going to happen, all right? Well, they will eventually, but nothing under the DOJ we have now and FBI.
Mm-hmm.
What is that background noise?
It sounds like brutal back there.
Oh, okay. Let's see, where was I? Man, we've got Chinese troops on our northern border. We have Chinese troops sitting in Cuba. We have Chinese troops on our southern border. And this election thing, so we're looking at three fronts when they come, all right? Northern border, southern border, come in through Miami. All right. When you want to call it, we've got a fourth front. That's going to be the chaos that BLM and Antifa is starting up in the cities and stuff like that. We're going to get hard. They're going to take out our comms. And people, you know, you can laugh about it. You want to call it bullshit. But this is fixing to get very, very ugly, ladies and
gentlemen. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But fortunately, we have good people around the country. They said we couldn't organize or anything like that. I'm working with some great people up north, some in the east, west. We don't have much in the west part of the country, but, you know, who gives a fuck about California, Arizona, Nevada, or fucking New Mexico?
I don't know. California's flipping red. They're
hitting
the polls.
They're
doing good so far.
I'll believe it when I see it, Joseph.
Yeah,
you need to quit getting your hopes up about all this shit.
Well,
yeah,
I'm just going by the early voting. Well, like here in New Mexico, we've never been like this here in New Mexico, and we are flat kicking ass here in New Mexico for the first time. You know, so
like Virgil says, I'll believe it when I see it. All these warrants and stuff that everybody says coming, I'll believe it when I see it. And all these Cube people trust the plan. You motherfuckers need to wake up. There ain't no fucking plan. You better have a plan. You better be hooked up with people you know. You better be hooked up with shooters and warriors. Because I've got a box of bullets and a pistol at home. I'm Rambo. All I can say is good luck.
Right, right. Well, you know, and I said this the other night.
Believe me, we're going to be busy here in Texas. Because one, the first thing they're going to do is do what they can to take out communication. Virgil can testify to do that, whether you're invading a country, running an op on an enemy position or anything else. The first thing you try to do is take out their comms. Because if you take out their comms, you take out their leadership, all right? Number two, Texas and Louisiana is going to be busy as fuck, because what's the next thing you do to shut down your enemy during an invasion? You take out their fuel supplies, and I guarantee you they're coming for these refineries in Texas and Louisiana full bore, and I hope you boys in Louisiana are ready to protect that shit.
Yeah, New Mexico as well, you know, because we got oil up here, too.
Y'all don't have any refineries or nothing.
Yeah, we got a couple of refineries. Actually, I live not too far from an oil refinery and everything get some.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's where a lot of the oil and gas comes from. That's why Trump was saying we're number one with oil
and
gas.
And here's the point I want to make. Virgil, you listening?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Okay. If you've got patriots, brothers, and sisters that have stood beside you, and some of them digital warriors or whatever, but stood beside you, fought the good fight or whatever, some of these people are going to be standing alone, and we have a duty.
Mm-hmm.
We have a duty to take care of our own first, and we need to make sure if you know anybody like that, that you find a way to get them to safety.
Exactly, especially our elders.
Is everybody tracking on that, Virgil? What are your thoughts?
You know, I'll help out as many as I can. You know, you can't help everybody.
But
you know,
I'm not talking about everybody. I'm talking about our Patriot brothers and sisters.
Well,
got
nowhere
to go.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Oh, yeah, I got shit. I got plenty of room. I got blow-up mattresses. I got ammo. I got food. I got other things that they can play with. But as far as those you out there that didn't listen, you know, I mean, I'm going to treat you like the ants treated the grasshoppers, you know.
Right.
Well,
I'm gonna ask a serious question. Yes, shit's gonna hit the fan.
This is what me and my shooters are planning. We're gonna hunker down and sit tight as long as we can before we have to bug out. If they do come across our borders, we will be heading directly south. We'll be moving and shooting, we'll be real busy and stuff. But we're gonna hunker down in our AOs as long as we can before we hit our bug out places.
Right. But I think that. You know, same thing where I'm at. You know where I live at. I'm pretty well guarded, and I got my neighbors here, and we got plans out and everything, too, up here. So the best thing, too, is get with your neighbors. You know, and Sarah, I know you live in a city up in Wisconsin. The only thing I can tell you is you need to be prepared. And Russell said the same thing. She's new out there, so.
Well, I'm gonna be doing a little bit of traveling and stuff like that, or at least getting things set up. There's two or three people that I'm gonna move to our bug out situation and stuff like that. But then I'm gonna be heading back out with the boys and. I don't believe hunkering down in a defensive position is the way to go. Some people do, and if y'all want to, great. Y'all can sit there, hold hands by the fire, and sing Kumbaya until the Emirates and fucking Apaches roll up on you. We're gonna be causing as much disruption in their supply lines and. Making life real difficult for him.
Right, right. And, you know, but Sarah, let me tell you, what kind of advice can you give Sarah, guys? I mean, she's new at this, and she's like, she lives in Wisconsin in the city and everything, and let me know.
Tell this to her. There are a lot of really good people in Wisconsin, Indiana, known these guys for a little while. They're damn up. If she's worried, don't have nowhere to go by herself, et cetera, or whatever the case is, tell her to let you know or whatever like that, find out what her position is, where she's at, and we'll send a team to extract her.
Right. Well, she's got her brother, too, that's a Spooker Lee's brother that she's taking care of, too. So, and everything. But did you hear that, Sarah? So, we've been giving details of what's going to play out. That's why we're telling you all, you need to be ready and be prepared.
Well, like I said, the intel is pointing it up. And listen, people. Do not panic. It's not time to lose your shit yet or anything. We're just looking at the intel on the ground. There's been some radio transmissions that have been intercepted that point that this is a very high probability. But stay calm. Keep your shit together. Keep your heads on a swivel. And have your stuff ready on standby to where if it's time to go, it's time to go,
mm-hmm.
all
right?
We don't know
right.
what's going to happen. Like I said, the intel and some really great minds out there are saying it's going to get ugly. I'm kind of like Virgil. We'll see what happens. If it does go down, we'll do what we need to do as Americans, and we'll carry out our constitutional
duties. Exactly.
And,
exactly.
We will stand on our oaths, and we'll take care of those that need to be taken care of, and we'll just see what happens.
All right. And Sarah, I'll give you Russell's handle on Twitter, so be looking for that.
Well,
I'll tell the Chinks this.
If they roll into New Orleans, they better have their shit together. Because if they end up anywhere in the Ninth Ward, Desire Projects, Iberville Projects, the brothers are going to take their shit.
Mm-hmm.
I guarantee you that.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, Siri, he called him Chink. You're like, did you really call him Chink? So, but I agree, Virgil. I mean, same thing here in New Mexico.
And hide your dogs.
She says she loves you, Russell.
If you don't hide your dogs, I guarantee you they're going to end up Chinese gumbo. I'm telling you right now. Hide your dogs.
That made me laugh hard on that one. But, yeah.
Well, you need to hide your dogs from everybody, because in about 3 days when the supply chain runs out and the shelves are empty, hell, your neighbors are going to be trying to eat your dog.
Yep. Dogs, cats, horses, whatever they can find. Sure. Good thing I got plenty of rattlesnakes and prairie dogs up here. So I want to start.
There ain't much meat on a prairie dog.
Yeah, that's true. We got cousins out
like
here too. So.
It's about like eating a miniature squirrel.
Right.
We've been walking y'all through this stuff for years. I hope we paid some attention. There's lots of websites, lots of places to do. If you need a group, reach out. Most people are looking now because we're trying to get as many boots together as we can, because between China and the UN, they can put a lot of boots on the ground. Nothing that we can. You deer hunters, we're going to love y'all, man. Call up somebody, get with the group. I don't care how old you are. If you can shoot well, come on, because y'all can pull Overwatch. There's something everybody can do, man. If you're not a warrior, if you're not a warrior, if you can grow stuff, if you've got a medical background, you may be a little older and stuff like that, can't run and shoot anymore, but perimeter security, if you're still able to do that, that's possible.
Construction.
Need people to grow stuff, build stuff. Let me tell you, there's a place for you if you're willing to get behind it with the Patriot movement. And don't get me wrong, ladies and gentlemen. I pray with everything in me that this doesn't happen. I've seen far too much of the devastation of this kind of stuff in South America, and There's nothing pretty about it. There's nothing glorious about it. It's very, very ugly. And so let's hope this stuff could be contained and put down. But if all these people are correct, be prepared to do what you can. Because we're going to have to help each other and take care of each other. Because all the resources are going to be drained.
In a matter of time,
let
too.
Let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. We, the American people, we can do this. We will be victorious if it comes down to it. We always have and we always will be. Because they try to tell you that we're not exceptional. We're not different. But ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something. We are. We're an exceptional people. We are a proud people. And at heart, we are a warrior people.
And that's why we're their biggest threat. They see us as a big threat.
Russell, our advantage is this, ladies and gentlemen. If they try to take us, they got to take us in one piece. Okay? They're not going to use nukes. They got to take us in one piece. If they try anything else, it's going to just defeat the purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And like Russell said last night, whatever you can't take with you, if you got to get the fuck out of Dodge, whatever you can't take with you, hey, use whatever you got that burns in your house, soak it down, and light it up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when it's all over with, State Farm will be there. Jake, you just call Jake. You know, blame it on them.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah,
it's like I tell people with these floods. It's like I tell people that don't have this flood insurance. Okay, you sit there by your boat and you wait for the water to get a foot from your house. Then you set your fucking house on fire.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let the fucking house burn down. Then, the flood must, something's lightning must have hit it or something. I don't know. You know, I ain't got flood insurance, but I got fire insurance. So,
right.
You know,
we got renters insurance out here. So we're going to do.
All right, my brothers, listen, man. I've got a ton of paperwork to do. I've got a couple drawings I've got to get out. So,
I wanted to ask you something, Russell. When you laid that tape measure down, how far did them snails get?
Brother, man, let me tell you what, man. I don't wait well at all. And, boy, I was getting frustrated. But then I noticed there was a bar there across the parking lot. Now, how the hell they get away with opening at 9 o'clock in the morning, I got no idea. I figured it was a sign from Jesus. So I walked my ass over there and had me a cup of whiskeys, and the waiting was a lot easier.
I hear you.
So anyway, folks, man, I love all you, man, all you patriots out there. We love you, man. We couldn't do this without you. God bless you. Keep your heads on a swivel. Be safe. And if you can't be safe, be deadly. This is good.
Exactly.
Yep.
All right, everybody. We'll be back Monday. And if anything happens over the weekend, we'll come on and everything and let y'all know what the scoop is. But anyhow, hang in there. Sarah, you know you can contact me anytime and everything. So you just hang in there. But anyhow, everybody, good night. Russell, Virgil, you be safe out there on the road, brother.
Okay.
All right, everybody.
Good night. Wherever y'all.